Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. With me on the program this week is Elaine Lydolf, who is Director of Consumer Information for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And Elaine, I understand that there's a number of events that your organization is participating in this week. And let's start out with the one that gets kicked off right at the beginning of the week, and that's the Shape Up Missouri program. Can you tell us a little bit about that program and how the Beef Council is participating?
Well, Shape Up Missouri is a program that kicks off annually in September and continues for 8 weeks. It's basically Governor Blunt's challenge for Missouri to shape up and get fit in response to a Centers for Disease Control report in 2003 that over 17% of Missouri adults actually describe themselves as in fair or poor health. 65% of us are overweight, 30% are obese, and so this is Governor Blunt's challenge for us to become more physically active and continue that activity after the eight-week program ends. The Missouri Beef Industry Council has been a supporter since the program started, and it's actually also a sponsor of the program, and we also have a team that's ready to go and participate in the challenge.
Now, there are a couple of other programs coming up here at the end of the week, and the first one we could talk about is going to take place in St. Charles, Missouri, and that's the Working Women's Holiday Show. Tell us a little bit about how the Beef Council's involved with this event.
The Missouri Beef Industry Council is going to be an exhibitor at the Working Women's Holiday Show, and this event is really just a fun event for consumers to come out and get some really fun ideas about entertaining for the holidays, food selection and recipe ideas, decorating tips. So we are going to be offering recipe brochures and promoting our beef for the holidays, which so that more people think of beef for the holidays rather than just ham and turkey. So we'll be giving consumers some really fun recipes to try while they're entertaining their family and friends during the holidays. And the Missouri Cattle Women are also going to be participating in the event, and they will have some fun gift ideas that they will have for sale there as well.
Now, I know another event that's taking place on the opposite side of the state in Kansas City is the Regional Cardiovascular Health Conference. Tell us a little bit about your participation there.
The Missouri and Kansas Beef Councils are participating in this conference together, and this actually targets healthcare professionals that are involved with cardiac rehabilitation programs. When we think of cardiac rehabilitation programs, we often think about exercise, but an important component of a comprehensive cardiac rehab program is also nutrition counseling. So we want to get information about the nutritional and heart healthy qualities of beef into the hands of the physicians and patient educators involved with these programs to make sure that they're aware of beef nutrient profile. For example, half of the fatty acids in beef are monounsaturated, the same heart-healthy fatty acids found in olive oil, and those have been found to lower blood cholesterol levels and reduce the risk of heart attack. So we want to make sure that our nutrition message is heard when talking about the treatment and, better yet, the prevention of heart disease.
And one last thing I'd like to touch on before we go with this week's program is a new information out from USDA that shows that there are 29 different cuts of beef that they consider or define as lean. And I know this is new information, but maybe you could tell us a little bit about how that will be included in upcoming information projects by the Beef Council.
You're exactly right. The USDA came out with release 18 of its nutrient database for foods and indicated that 29 of traditional favorites like tenderloin and T-bone, plus new cuts that are available as a result of checkoff-funded projects, including the Western Griller and Ranch Steaks, also meet the USDA guidelines for lean. So we'll be promoting those cuts and that information to consumers with recipes for these new lean cuts, and just information to health professionals and educators, too, to make sure that they're aware of the nutrient profile of beef.
Well, it sure sounds like the Beef Council is pretty busy this week. I know a lot going on, and we appreciate the update on some of the activities that you're sponsoring with Checkoff Dollars. And with this Missouri Beef Industry Council report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.